thing.
You know, fun fact, if you listen to every episode of ARG so far, I don't ask Mike to make that noise. That's just his natural reaction to, hey, Mike, everything you say is being recorded now. Everything you say now will go down in the history of the internet. You will always be known as the man behind the Ultra Penis Megazord.
Well, we've already just broken our rule.
That technically wasn't... that technically wasn't a thing.
It had the MZ word in it. That is a thing.
I'll allow it.
We're trying to not talk about the thing that we have spent every other podcast talking about.
Instead, we're going to talk about Super... No, I'm kidding. Okay.
And that sadly leaves us with no topics.
We did about 20 minutes on Mortal Kombat the other night. I might put those on. I might just stick that at the end of this episode, just like a little bonus.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun until I forgot everyone's name that I wanted to use, and then when I remembered John Cho playing Liu Kang and you made fun of me, that game suddenly became very not fun.
I can't find an Asian actor under 40, so John Cho is Liu Kang.
And then I find out that he's exactly 40. God damn it. And then we stopped the recording and found out that every Asian actor... It's apparently just born 40.
There are no Asian actors under 40. I mean, like, you tried to do just, like... You were like, he's got to be Chinese. Liu Kang's Chinese. You couldn't find one. So you were like, I'll do Korean. Couldn't find one. And then just gave up and just tried to find any Asian actor under the age of 40. Couldn't do it.
Nope.
Couldn't do it.
I don't know how old Steven Yeun is.
I'm betting he's 40.
Steven Yeun is 29.
Oh!
But he was going to be my choice for Kung Lao.
Kung Lao?
Because Kung Lao, at least like when they started giving him a character in the games, was kind of seemed like a little younger and more like anxious to get into a fight than Liu Kang was, so I wanted an even younger actor. But apparently he is the youngest Asian actor in the history of Asian actors.
He's going to wake up tomorrow and be 40.
Yep. Sorry, Steven Yeun. I've cursed you. Right. Yes, that's not what we're talking about, because we're not talking about that, because that game is not fun.
What, Mortal Kombat?
No, the game of casting a Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It's like, hey, Mike, what actor do you want? That's stupid.
So what I do have, and I've not tested this, so I'm going to just see if we get anything interesting. It's a random blog topic generator.
Ooh.
For generating opinions. And the categories are opinion, health, religion, science, art, world, music, business, personal, technology, people, and recreation. I'm just going to hit generate topic, and we'll see what comes up.
I guess we could technically talk about the new... Like, Dan Aykroyd has started going on the junket for Ghostbusters 3 again.
Oh, God, has it been 6 months already?
Apparently.
Generate topic. Musical can't... No, generate topic. No. So, Dan Aykroyd.
Yes, so once again, Bill Murray is not involved.
Of course.
He keeps jumping in and out of the being involved, and now apparently he's finally decided that he's going to jump out of the pool of slime, apparently. And
he'll be in the kiddie pool with Woody Allen if anybody needs him.
Yes, so he's not going to be Peter Venkman, which is already a huge dent in the movie. As far as I'm concerned, you can't have a Ghostbusters movie without Peter Venkman. But we may still have a Peter Venkman, just not Bill Murray. Because apparently Dan Aykroyd has been talking to J.J. Abrams.
About playing Peter Venkman?
No, about doing an alternate timeline Ghostbusters. Oh yes. So instead of
I can't wait for alternate universe Egon to be trapped in an ice cave and run into fucking original Egon.
Would that not be
awesome? He'll be like, "Hello, Egon," and new Egon will be like, "Oh fuck, I get that fat."
Would that not be awesome to have some young actor fall into a cave and find just fat, bloated Harold Ramis there going, I'm you.
You know what? The only way I would be okay with this is if the whole thing was just making fun of the Star Trek reboot.
Yeah.
My name is Gozer. Okay, who are you?
Rock on, dude. Sure. And Gozer would have to be completely recast, like not even Mexican playing an Indian. It would have to be... Hey, maybe they could go with the original plan and have Paul Rubens play Gozer in the alternate universe and...
I'm Gozer!
And, yeah, they have him in the containment unit at the window, and... What's your real name? Gozer! Gonna have to check the Tobin Spirit Guide on that, but sure. I'm sure that's working for you.
Dan Aykroyd spills Ghostbusters 3 plot detail.
You might want to check the date on that post, because the plot
2013?
Yeah, because the plot for Ghostbusters 3 has changed so much.
At one point, it was going to be a new team of Ghostbusters and the old team. At one point, they were going to be dead. It's just been a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And even the original idea back in 97 when he first pitched this fucking thing, it was just going to be the original team. It wasn't going to have the younger team.
Right.
They were planning on having one or two new cast members, but it was still going to be all the original team, and they were supposed to go into some alternate hellscape version of New York. And then they got older, and they said, well, it's going to be a new team doing that, and then that all changed, and oh, God. I wish Dan Aykroyd would give it up.
I wish he would just channel that creativity and just do another game.
Yeah, the game was great.
Game was great. You didn't have to worry about the fact that everybody was old. Even Bill Murray came back and did the game.
Yeah, and I think that that's because, you could... see and pretend that Bill Murray was still young and not the ghoul that he's become.
Poor Bill Murray. He is thick in the middle of some kind of 20-year-long midlife crisis. God bless him. God bless him.
It's funny, though, the kind of forgotten fourth Ghostbuster, Ernie Hudson, is the one who looks the best today out of all of them.
In 20 years, he hasn't aged. Hey, that reminds me... No, I'm kidding.
That reminds me of someone else who hasn't aged. I can't say his name because we said that if we say his name, my head will cave in.
Why won't you say the name of...
He whose name shall not be spoken, Tommy Oliver.
Starting next week, I'll be podcasting alone because Mike is dead.
I just have an embolism in my brain so that now all I can do is go...
The doctor's found a little footprint. Looks like it's from some sort of giant robot dinosaur. Yeah, I would, at this point, much rather see them do just a really decent quality game.
Mm-hmm.
A really nice sequel to the video game.
Or, have you read any of the comic from IDW?
I've read some of it, and I think that's really good, too. I don't think we need a third movie at this point. I think it's been too long. I think you would have to do a reboot at this point, because nobody wants to see fucking Harold Ramis and Dan Aykroyd try to fit into those flight suits now.
Yeah. Especially when, Rick Moranis is not going to do it, because he's been retired from acting for a million years. But and then Bill Murray's not going to do it. So that's kind of two key cast members. I mean, Rick Moranis, I guess, isn't a key cast member necessarily, but still, he was a big part of the first two movies.
Hey, they did a real good job covering up his absence in the game.
Yeah, that he was just, out on vacation or something?
That's what it was. That wasn't you saw that wasn't the original plan, though, right?
No, I did. I just knew that they asked him and he said no, and then
May have been what it was in the game, I can't remember, but it was that he had got severely injured on a mission.
Oh, shit.
Was one of the ideas I had, and so he would be in the firehouse while you were walking around. But he was in so many bandages and casts that he couldn't talk.
Yeah, that would have probably been in poor taste, I think, to have the character in there without the actor portraying him.
I mean, you wouldn't see his face or anything. It was just a human-shaped wad of bandages.
Yeah, but I mean, just to even imply that that's him
when
Rick Moranis didn't want to reprise the role, especially when everyone else, including William Atherton, was reprising their role from the movie. It's just leave him out if you're not going to...
The fucking stretches they made to get some of those people back.
Well, what was William Atherton doing?
No, I mean, just to explain why that character was there.
I liked that whole thing that
they needed to
regulate the Ghostbusters if they were going to continue operating and destroying things.
I did too, but it was just like, wow, they got him? Somebody actually said, you know what this game's missing? William Atherton. He should be a red herring.
But yes, it's just... I even yelled at Dan Aykroyd on Twitter about this.
I fucking tweeted him so loud.
I mean, it was just... I read another report. This was actually like 2 years ago or something. It was another thing where he was talking about Ghostbusters 3 and Bill Murray probably not doing it, but them going ahead with it anyway. Like he's been saying for the last 15 fucking years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, look, don't do it. We don't need it. We don't want it. Remember Blues Brothers 2000? Like, of course, in that instance, you really couldn't get John Belushi to reprise his role. But even then, like, not having him there means that the sequel should have not been done. And if you're not going to have Bill Murray, the sequel should not be done.
What's really sad is I could see them doing something half-assed, like getting John Goodman.
Yeah, John Goodman's playing Peter Venkman.
Yeah.
Why are you 300 pounds heavier and a foot taller?
They'll just have him always sitting down, so you have to explain that he's taller, and they'll always have him sitting next to Egon, and they'll just be like, you two gotta lay the fuck off. They'll do a scene where Winston is, like, yelling at all three of them for not being in shape, while Winston's doing, like, jumping jacks or something.
Like, remember the whole thing about the Twinkies growing? You guys need to not eat those Twinkies.
You motherfuckers start to look like those Twinkies.
So yes, that was just something that came into my crosshairs, and I thought maybe we could talk about it on here, and we have, so...
Yay, 13 minutes in.
And that's... See you next week, everyone!
Bye, everybody! No, I need to replay that game again soon. That was a great game. Really that was way better than I had any right to be. Good lord.
Especially considering the offerings Ghostbusters has given us in the realm of video games up to that point.
Yeah. Not just up to that point, but after that point.
Well, they had the Sanctum of Slime.
That's the one I'm talking about.
I liked that. I liked the kind of Crash TV play style of that. It wasn't great, I'll give you that much, but it was definitely fun.
It was just like after getting the first game that was so good, and then it's like, here's this shovelware.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I definitely don't consider it a predecessor, or a follow-up. Predecessor yeah. would be before.
And I mean, there have been some shitty Ghostbusters games.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure that they'll show up on Operation Gamer eventually. Ghostbusters.
The Ghost Buffers. What the fuck? Go Buffer, Sanctum of Slime isn't beyond the PS.
It'll be on the NES game, though. I remember this game when I was 5!
Ghostbusters 2 is a fucking Street Fighter clone! What?
You drive the Ecto-1 around, and then you drive and you catch ghosts, and I give...
That's what it'll be. You drive the Ecto-1 around, because I guess there was a racing game that was popular back then. What? No, we can't...
Bad Racer ripoff.
Anyways... Moving on from the water-headed special children.
My head's a giant, and I have a tiny neck.
Let's see. Random questions, conversation, topic generator. Click, 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 click. What is the least favorite thing about this week, Mike?
The least favorite? Probably just the breakdown I had last night.
Whoop, suddenly got personal. Click, 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 click. If you could live anywhere on Earth, where would you live? Not here. That was going to be my answer, too. Click, 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 click. Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Huh. I don't know.
You don't know?
Probably deaf.
Really?
Yes, because I can still draw if I'm deaf. It makes it harder to draw if you're blind.
This is true. I can't see where being deaf would be anything but a bonus to you.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to listen to half the shit that just drives me insane anyway. And
oh.
Yeah.
There we go. There's a good one. What's the last movie you saw, Mike?
Shit. Like, last new movie or last movie I just watched? Last movie I just watched. For some weird reason, I had the itch to watch, like, the old Bela Lugosi Dracula.
Just randomly out of the blue, I need to watch fucking 1940s Dracula.
I came up with this idea for a story that I kind of got stuck on, so it's I'm still
gonna be a rip off of Dracula.
Well, no, it was, well, I guess sort of.
Well, no, I, but yeah. Uh-huh.
No, no, but yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, so what's the idea, Tim Buckley? Next week I'll be podcasting alone because Mike is quitting the podcast now.
I'm done. No, asshole. I called it Monster Force 5, and it's supposed to be just a joke thing. Where, like, the kind of classic Universal monsters, Dracula, Frankenstein, Wolfman, Bride of Frankenstein, and Creature from the Black Lagoon, they're frozen by Abraham Van Helsing.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say Abraham Lincoln. I was confused for a second there.
But then it's like several years later, and he's grown old, but he's kind of gone down in history as the greatest monster hunter ever because he managed to stop all these creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a zombie outbreak, and because he's too old to fight the zombies, he enlists the help of the monsters that he's enslaved, sort of.
Hmm.
And so I went back and just started watching all those old movies, and for some reason the other day, even though I'm still stuck on where the story is going, I decided to watch the movie again. It's a good
Fair
movie.
Enough. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen the whole thing. I've seen bits and pieces of it. Yeah, those are good movies.
I mean, if you try to judge them by today's standards, they are very hard to sit through.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that. It's a movie from the 30s.
But, yeah.
It's from 1931, I mean.
I mean, if you kind of ignore the fact that it's a giant rubber bat, then they're fun movies to watch.
Right, right.
So, yeah, I watched that and Frankenstein and Creature from the Black Lagoon and Wolfman and all that stuff. They're good movies. They're fun to watch.
I also just got done watching an old movie series. Not as old as those, though. I just watched the Back to the Future trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I just bought them on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a really impressive trilogy collection, by the way. I definitely recommend it. I like every movie's got two commentaries and a trivia track and a fucking storyboard comparison track. And they got one that highlights all the setups and how they pay off throughout the trilogy. And like an hour of documentaries on each movie. It's an impressive set. I was very impressed by it.
I still catch a lot of shit because it took me so long to actually watch any of those movies.
See?
And then when I did, I was like, they're good, but I don't see why everyone's fucking like, they're so awesome. It's like, I like them, but
see,
I could have gone without seeing them.
I have that same reaction, but I mean, you gotta understand, those were like, even before Star Wars, before I watched Star Wars, those were, like, the first movies I really was into. Because when I was, like, 6 or 7, our neighbors had them all, like, recorded off HBO or something.
Oh, yes. I had a lot of those movies.
I mean, my parents had a ton of those, and our neighbors all had them. But they had all three Back to the Futures on, like, one or two cassette tapes. And, I mean, I think I watched them until the tape stopped working.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched those a lot when I was a kid, so whenever people are like, yeah, Back to the Future, who cares? Are you fucking fucking Doc and Marvin, asshole.
I like how you turned into an angry black man then. Asshole! What the fuck you mean you ain't watching no Back to the Future? Got Marty and Doc and you big asshole. Fuck you.
You racist, that's what it is. You racist.
You racist. You think that white boy can't fly back in time. And DeLorean, motherfucker.
Hold the proud white man down. What? No, love those movies. Classic.
Now you just sound like a old southern white guy. Trying to keep the white man down.
At heart, I am an old southern white guy, unfortunately.
You racist.
Yeah, pretty much.
You hate the blacks.
No.
And you're questionable about the Jews.
Oh, God.
I noticed that you said no immediately to when I said that you hate the blacks, but you said nothing about the Jews.
That was because I was too busy thinking about
how much you hate the Jews.
I was watching The Daily Show Thursday night, and they had this horrible Jewish joke that they told.
But they can get away with it because Jon Stewart's Jewish.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm trying to remember how it went. It was something along the lines of, why did the Jewish chicken cross the road? Because he was cheap, 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 something like that. Oh, it's terrible.
It was a bad joke, but I find that hilarious.
All right, hold for editing.
Bye,
and continue.
Can't edit it out now. It'll just cut to me rambling. And Mike just had a spear.
Mike, I just watched Back to the Future. Mike, I see you're not a fan of Back to the Future at all.
Eh. Well, like I said, they were good movies, but I hate it when people say this to me about movies that I grew up liking, but I think a lot of it is the nostalgia factor for some people.
I hate it when people say it to me, but in this case, it's totally true.
Well, no, I mean, I believe that, but at the same time, I admit that that's kind of a shitty thing to say.
Yeah.
So.
Thanks, asshole.
Yeah, you will.
How'd the podcast go, Chris? Oh, it's fine. Mike just shit all over my childhood.
Good. That's for shitting on John Cho as Liu Kang the other night. You asshole. I thought that was brilliant casting.
Just can't imagine John Cho going, wada-wada-wada-wada-wada-wada.
Well, he probably wouldn't. Robin Hsu didn't do it either.
Yes, he did.
He didn't go, wada-wada-wada-wada. He did the bicycle kick, but he didn't do that noise.
We need to watch Mortal Kombat again. I'm feeling we need to settle this.
He did a lot of yeah, 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 but it wasn't the turkey gobble.
Should have done the turkey gobble. Those movies, I mean, they'd be like filming Mortal Kombat 26 right now.
So that talking about Back to the Future also reminded me of another sequel that
you hate.
That's supposedly coming out that I'm really not looking forward to. And I'm kind of hoping that because of his last huge bomb, it doesn't come out. But Robert Zemeckis, the director of Back to the Future.
Oh, God.
Also directed Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Are they talking about Who Framed Roger Rabbit 2?
They have been talking about it since 2010.
Surely not.
Oh, no, 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 no. You're correct. Surely not. Since 2007.
You know, I don't think I ever saw Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
What? How many of you have not seen that movie?
How did it take you forever to see Back to the Future?
Because I was watching good movies like Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
I was watching good movies like Back to the Future. All right, I can solve this. I know what we need to do, Mike.
Mm.
We both need to get a car and drive at each other at, like, full speed. And the wreck will cause us to fuse into one human being.
I don't want to do that.
No?
No. I'm afraid of what beast would emerge from the wreckage of this collision.
We fuse into one human being, but the wreck and the fusion also sends us back in time. And that's how Michael Eisner came to run Disney. What's that coming out of that car wreck? Rawr, Mickey Mouse! We'll put him in charge.
I think this whole time Michael Eisner is the alternate universe amalgamation of you and I. God.
Which reminds me, if you're listening to this, J.J. Abrams, you owe us some fucking royalties, sir.
No one has talked about your movies any more than this podcast has in the last 2 episodes. So, yes.
Hey, we did a third episode where we mentioned some Star Trek. I think it was right after we saw it.
Yeah, that's the one that's going up before this one.
No, that's the one that's already... Well, I mean, it went up last week.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, like, the third podcast that's talking about... Or the fourth podcast we talk about Star Trek. So we did the rundown of all the summer movies, and you were like, bleh, Star Trek,
No, I was looking forward to Star Trek, how dare you.
Oh, that's right. It was everything else.
It was everything else that I was kind of, on. Mm-hmm. It's not my fault that there's just a string of poorly conceived sequels coming out this year.
Hey, speaking of poorly conceived movies, After Earth sucked, evidently.
Yeah, huge bomb.
Wow, I did not see that coming.
Oh, no. A Will Smith vehicle with his son, directed by M. Night Shyamalan. How could that fail?
See, I didn't know it was directed by M. Night Shyamalan. They did a very good job of hiding that. So when I was like, oh my god, how'd that...
But see, there was a Forbes, I want to say, Forbes article on why it was a mistake to not have his name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And saying that, pointed out that his last few movies, that even though critically they didn't do well, financially mm-hmm. they've all done well.
Because everybody wants to go, they want to be there for the next big Sixth Sense.
Well, I don't know that that's why they went to see Last Airbender. But,
well,
but even that, I mean, critically it was shit, but financially it did good business.
I sometimes forget about that little blip on the radar that is M. Night Shyamalan's The Last Airbender. The twist is, I got paid to make this.
The twist is that all of China is white people.
Mr. Shyamalan, what's the twist at the end of this movie? Oh, I still have a career.
Oh, see, right there. Proof. Okay? They had to get white actors to play the kids in fucking Last Airbender because there are no Chinese actors under 40.
Hey, Mike, who do you cast to play Liu Kang in your Mortal Kombat movie? Well, there's no Chinese actors under 40. So I was thinking Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Well, who plays Johnny Cage? I was thinking Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans is everybody.
Chris Evans stars in the one-man show Mortal Kombat.
Look, if he can be Captain America and the Human Torch...
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Does Robert Downey Jr. still on the fence about Avengers 2? Chris Evans is Tony Stark. That one's easy to do. He's got, like, his face is hidden and everything.
Is he still on the fence about Avengers 2?
Well, he's not on the fence about it. He's just refusing to come back unless they shell out the money to bring back everybody from the first movie. So it's actually kudos to Robert Downey Jr.
Why wouldn't they bring back everyone from the first movie?
Because now they have to pay them a lot more money.
But it's a movie that you've, like, built a cast of characters. If you're going to do a sequel to it... We were just talking about this with fucking Bill Murray. Don't do a sequel to a movie unless you're going to bring back all the key cast members.
So, Mr. Whedon, what happens in Avengers 2? Well, what happens is Thanos goes back in time.
He kills Steve Rogers' mother so that he's never born, and then there's no Captain America. That, in turn, makes there no Tony Stark.
Accurate.
And then, because of that, there is no S.H.I.E.L.D. So there's no Avengers.
Well, if you think about it, if you were to do that, logistically speaking, you would probably have somebody... Well, no, you wouldn't have anybody to be Captain America. Tony Stark would be dead because of the events of Iron Man 2. There'd be no Hulk because the Super Soldier Serum was the whole point behind the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
So Avengers 2 would be Hawkeye and Black Widow, maybe Thor.
But you know what? There's a Nick Fury, an alternate Nick Fury, that knows what's going on.
And he's played by David Hasselhoff.
That's exactly where I was going. Yes, the David Hasselhoff Nick Fury shows up, knowing of Thanos' evil plot.
All right, we're ready to launch the... Nick, get off the floor. Nick, what the fuck are you doing? Are those cheeseburgers? Why are you eating cheeseburgers on the floor, Nick? God damn it.
Why are you drunk again?
If Iron Man was here, you would smell just like him.
We're both having the exact same conversation with a drunken David Hasselhoff, Nick Fury.
Our Avengers 2 is a lot darker. Hold, Frederick.
But, yes. So.
Yeah, no, now what it boils down to is they have to shell out a lot more money, and they don't want to shell out a lot more money. This is why you have Don Cheadle evolving from Terrence Howard in the Iron Man sequels. Because they accidentally paid him a lot of money because they didn't think they were going to get anybody bigger than Terrence Howard for Iron Man. And then it was like, oh shit, we got Robert Downey Jr.? Oh shit, real actors want to be in this now? Oh shit. Hey Terrence, we're going to pay you a lot less for the sequel. What? No.
But see, this is why I thought that they signed actors on to several movie deals so that they didn't have to do this whole... money negotiating thing. It's like, you signed on to do 3 movies. Sorry, but you're contractually obligated to do these fucking pictures.
Well, they're talking about recasting them so they can get cheaper actors and whatnot. As far as Downey Jr. goes, he's actually at the end of his contract. They'd have to sign a new one because his contract only included 4 or 5 movies. And with the Iron Man films, the Avengers, and the cameos, they've exhausted all that.
That was a stupid deal on...
Well, again, nobody thought this was going to happen. Nobody thought Marvel was going to have this phenomenon. I mean, when they hired Robert Downey Jr., I mean, this is a guy who, I mean, he didn't have a career at that point, remember?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, he was looked at as like the ex-80s heartthrob turned drug.
He had all the problems with drug and alcohol abuse. In the fact, he was viewed as too much of a liability, and they took a chance on him, and they kind of accidentally made this big fucking deal.
But, I mean, once Iron Man hits big, like, okay, fair enough about, like, they didn't know when they made Iron Man that it was going to turn into this whole phenomenon. But by the time they were making Iron Man 2 and Thor and Captain America, it's like then they knew what they were doing. They knew what their plan was. So why would they have not hired or signed Chris Evans on to five pictures or Scarlett Johansson to five pictures and just say, hey, well, you need to do these movies now for this amount of money because you signed a piece of paper that says so.
You've also got to consider, though, if the actors would have wanted to agree to that, because a lot of them don't want to be stuck typecast that one role, because then you wind up kind of where Robert Downey Jr. was before Iron Man. And Chris Hemsworth is not going to get an Iron Man in his career. Scarlett Johansson will just show her tits in Playboy and she'll be fine.
She's always got, yeah.
She's got the security deposit.
She can give up the goods in some artsy movie down the line and win an Oscar, and that'll save her career. Just like Halle Berry did when no one wanted to hire her.
Halle's stock is plummeting. Quick, have simulated sex. Billy Bob Thornton.
But yeah, it just seems like really poor planning on the studio's part to not have locked these people in.
And again, it's not just the studio. It's going to be the actors. Not only just not wanting to be typecast, but also wanting to kind of score those deals so that when this happens, they can lobby for more money.
I guess.
Which, I mean, again, it's kind of a double-edged sword for the actors. Robert Downey Jr. can do that. Chris Hemsworth cannot.
It's like, I don't see...
You've got to give me more money. I was Kirk's dad, damn it.
It's like, to me, the whole, like, worried about being typecast thing, it's like, okay, so maybe you have to play the same role your entire career, but you're also getting steady work.
Well, yeah, but then you run into this problem where, I mean, you're getting steady work as long as that role is in demand. If you're typecast as a noir detective, you're not getting a lot of movies today.
No, but I mean, like, Chris Hemsworth, okay, he played Thor. So now he's going to keep playing Thor. He's going to be typecast as a big, burly, muscle-bound...
Norse god?
Not necessarily a Norse god, but just that the burly fighter type. It's like, okay, so now another movie comes along that needs a burly fighter type. Who do we got? We got Chris Hemsworth because he played Thor. And now he gets more work. Sure, he's
essentially
playing the same character, but
he's Australian. He could be Kano.
There you go. No, he's too pretty to be Kano.
Fuck him up a little bit.
You need to, like, Mickey Rourke fuck him up to get him ugly enough to play Kano.
This week's podcast, Mike says Chris Hemsworth is a pretty man.
He is a pretty man.
He's a very pretty man. I will never forget, me and my ex-girlfriend went to see, Captain America, the last one before the Avengers. And at the end, rather than having the stinger, kind of like, oh, here's what happened to Cap, blah, 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 they did the teaser trailer for the Avengers. And it was like the first footage anybody had seen of the Avengers. So, I mean, there I am, sitting next to my ex-girlfriend. It's in a theater full of, you know, people with their girlfriends or their wives or whatever, and everybody's kind of quiet watching the Avengers trailer, and then Chris Hemsworth comes on screen in his new Thor costume, which has his arms bare, and every woman in the theater, including my ex-girlfriend, who is the loudest of all of them, goes, "Woo!" Really?
I mean, did you see Thor in the theater?
Yeah.
The bit where he, like, comes out of the shower with no shirt on?
Mike, are you gay for Chris Hemsworth?
No, I'm saying, like, I almost drown in a tsunami of girl fluid.
God. What?
Was that wrong to say?
What? Were you at a theater in Japan? What the fuck?
Well, no, I was in Australia, but yeah, he comes on the screen with no shirt on, and every girl in the place fucking screams like they were coming.
I didn't know the girls in Australia orgasmed on demand that hard.
Oh, yes.
To flood an entire theater, and I didn't know they were so deprived that it was just the sight of a topless man. drowning in a theater. Blah, blah, I just want to watch the end of the movie. Blah, blah.
Yes.
Did you have to like? Did you have to like sidle in place? I can't think of the word. Did you have to like float in place and like?
Yeah, I had to tread water.
Yeah, did you have to tread water? That's the word I was looking for.
Sea of girl spooge.
We were just like, oh god, this movie's not that great either. Oh god. Not saying it was a bad movie, anybody who's listening. Thor, I thought, was a really fun movie. I'd say possibly tied with Captain America for being the weakest of the Phase 1 movies, but still a good movie.
No, if any part of this whole thing could have turned me gay, that part could have done it. I mean, I already had leather going because of Natalie Portman.
The movie Thor turned Mike bisexual.
I mean, I was already, like, on the edge going in, and that kind of pushed me over.
He was sitting in that apartment sometimes, like, Rob's kind of pretty.
No. Well, he's no
Bob.
He's not
whatever.
Chris Hemsworth pretty.
Were you ever like, hey, Bob, you ever considered growing your hair out?
He would look like the rattiest fucking drug dealer.
I'm just teared already being drug away by Australian cops. No, I'm the God of Thunder. Hammer! Oh.
Now, you remember sort of like, I want to say like 97 Hulk Hogan, where he wasn't all the way bald, but kind of going that way?
Yeah.
That's kind of what Bob would look like if he grew his hair.
It would be like ratty drug dealer Thor with a skullet.
Yeah. I mean,
I could see that.
His hair's getting pretty thin. I think it's about as thin as it's going to get. Even though he keeps saying that he's getting balder and balder, I think it's just paranoia on his part. But yeah, it's like he would just kind of look like Hulk Hogan circa 97 if he tried to grow his hair out.
I'm also imagining he's got the spray paint beard. Oh God! It boosts my self confidence.
I love you, Rob.
Hey, Mike, would you rather... Yeah, he listens to this. Hey, Mike, would you rather go without junk food for a year or go without TV for a year?
Well, I essentially did go without TV for a year when I was living in Australia, so sure, no TV.
Was it so far out in the boonies you didn't have cable?
No, it just... Bob didn't have cable because he was hardly ever home, and I had the internet, so I was like, if I want to watch anything, I'll watch it on the internet, so I'm not going to make him get cable TV just for me.
Yeah, I don't have cable here myself. It's pointless. I pay for Hulu and Netflix, and it's like an eighth of what I would pay for cable.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't miss anything. What I do miss, I find on the internet and watch.
So yeah, it was like, if I would still catch Raw, which was more convenient down there because it was on like in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
So like to catch it live was like, I wake up, I watch Raw with breakfast, and then I go on with the rest of my day. But, that was really the only show that I would watch, and then, like, if I wanted to watch SmackDown, which I hardly ever did, then my girlfriend would be like, hey, come watch SmackDown. I'm like, all right, and go over to her place and watch it.
You heard that, everybody. Mike is the only person who would go over to his girlfriend's house to watch SmackDown and actually watch SmackDown.
Hey, that was not necessarily my choice.
Hey, would you rather lose an arm or a leg?
I just want to say that was not my choice. I tried to do stuff while we were watching wrestling, and she was like, hey, wrestling's on, knock it off.
Diddle, 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 hey, stop it. Alberto Del Rio is on the screen.
Now, she didn't care much for Del Rio, as far as I remember.
Were you cock-blocked by Edge?
He had already retired by that point. Anyway,
So, yes. Wow, these questions suck.
Yeah, there were a couple times, like, watching pay-per-views when I'd be like, so, this pay-per-view sucks. You want to, like, go do something else? And she'd be like, I'm watching the show. What?
That is a dedicated damn fan right
like,
there. So.
All right, we'll keep watching. I'll just go slam my dick in a door. Thanks.
Thought Mike was over here watching the pay-per-view with you. And he's been in the bathroom for the past 25 minutes. Booyakah! 619! Hey, there we go. There's a good question. Hey, Mike, what would you be doing if you were not here right now?
If I were not recording the podcast right now?
Yeah.
I would probably be doing the last page of Dare.
Uh-huh.
Which is coming up tomorrow on manandsuitcomics.com. Only a dollar.
Hey, good job, Mike. If you're listening to this, it came out last week on manandsuitcomics.com.
Well, did you put up the last one we recorded?
Yep.
Okay, so so this one is definitely going up like this next week.
This next week.
Okay.
Yes.
So yeah, it went up.
This one will go up Friday afternoon.
It went up last Saturday. Yes, last Saturday, because I'm going.
And I am aiming to put our commentary for The Room up this Sunday.
Oh, that is not.
Which will be
yet.
The Sunday after.
Yeah. Yes. Why am I fucking talking to you? I'm still mad at you about that bullshit.
Right with that. I got a video. I got to link you to. Right with that. It's
that horrible.
What I hate is I think you missed some of the best lines because you were too busy going, oh god.
No, I don't think I did.
Like when no, you really didn't. They're all terrible. Like the one that I expected you fully to comment on, but even I missed it when it happened. When Mark goes into detail about this horrible like rape and assault that happened to a woman, and Johnny's response is, ha ha, you're so funny, Mark. And I think then he again is like, how is your sex life?
Well, there was, like, Caesar and I did go off on a couple jags in the middle of it, so.
A couple?
Yeah, so we missed a good deal of stuff, but I don't think that we actually missed it.
Let the record show, though. Mike got the best sleep he had in ages that night.
I did. That was weird. I went to bed, like, probably my normal time, 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, my head hit the pillow, and I was out. I woke up at 9 o'clock the next morning just feeling so refreshed.
Who knew the cure for insomnia was The Room?
Oh, God.
All you gotta do is watch The Room anytime you want to sleep.
Of course, the next night I went to bed at 10 o'clock. I had probably one of the worst nights of sleep I ever had, and then the next day I had a nervous breakdown. So... probably not. But you'll sleep really good that first night, and then the next 2 days are going to be just bullshit.
See, what happens is, you know how when you get a really bad cut or you break a bone, there's like that little period where your brain's like, oh, you're fine.
Yeah. It's like,
and then eventually your brain's like, your brain's like, oh, shit. The next night was your brain going, wait, we watched what?
Yeah. It was still trying to process all that, and God.
So
if you wanna get a really good night's sleep, watch The Room, but then beware for the next 2 days after that really good night's sleep.
I'm planning on putting that on YouTube. I'm gonna call it like Shit Movie Sunday.
We gotta come up with another one to watch.
Yeah. I don't wanna do it every Sunday. Maybe like once or twice a month.
Yeah. You know? I don't think that I could deal with doing it every Sunday.
No, I couldn't. No. Like once or twice a month, just supplemental to the podcast and the Raw Reactor.
Yeah, especially if we're doing Raw Reactor every Sunday. Every Sunday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, it goes up like Monday morning by the time it goes up. And we would record the commentary in advance. Mm-hmm. We just do Raw Reactor Sunday night so we can catch pay-per-views,
mm-hmm.
if they happen. Which is next Sunday.
Is there one coming next Sunday?
Yeah, Payback is next Sunday.
Not in, like, 2 days.
No, the 16th.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I will not be able to watch because I'm working because it's fucking Father's Day.
Oh, that's Father's Day?
Yep.
I am such a horrible son, I never remember when Mother's Day or Father's Day is.
That's okay because your parents secretly just don't give a shit.
It's not a secret.
Fuck it.
Especially my dad, like on Father's Day, I give him a card or something, and he's like, hey, thanks. It's like, yeah, another thing that I'm going to just throw away, so.
It's like Mike said, here, Dad, you throw this away for me.
Pretty much. It's like, I can't afford to get him the shit that he really wants because he wants, like, motorcycle parts and shit.
Oh, never mind.
Like, I don't have a spare $2,500 to help you soup up your truck project in the shed or add something.
But if you'd like to help Mike buy his dad a really nice Father's Day present, manandsuitcomics.com, buy the new issue of Dare.
Yeah, it's only a dollar.
Only a dollar, so only 2,500 of you have to order it.
Or you could buy all the comics up there and make me like $6.
Yeah, and then only math number would have to buy the comics.
Math number.
I'm an English major, sir. It's horrible. People ask me to do math at work, and I'm like, no. I'm an English major. And then they ask me questions about English, and I'm like, no, I'm a writer. And they're like, you don't know how this shit works? And I'm like, no, that's what editors do.
Yeah.
Such an asshole.
I'm looking at... This isn't a Raw Reactor, but I don't give a shit. I'm looking at the card for Payback right now because I forgot that it was in, like, a week.
Can you even really call that a card?
And there's only 3 matches!
Mm-hmm.
How a Cena, week going into
Cena versus Ryback and their... What is it? Cena versus Ryback and their 3 stages match.
Mm-hmm.
Which somebody was like, as much as Ryback is hyping that ambulance, wouldn't it be fucking funny if it only went to 2 falls?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, Ryback is really determined to lose exactly 1 pinfall in that match.
Yeah, he wins the first match, and he's like, well, shit. I rented that ambulance.
Wins the first match, drags Cena, throws him in the ambulance, watches the ambulance drive away, and the ref's like, DQ, and, count out.
Yeah, why not? They ended a no DQ match and count out, so why not do some bullshit like that?
If you'd like to hear Mike rant about that, it's on YouTube. The Raw Reactor rant. If you're looking at this podcast on the homeworld, it's probably still in the little sidebar.
That's what I had to say watching Impact the other night, because Hogan came out and said that next week they were going to have qualifying matches for the Bound for Glory series, and then like the next 2 matches were qualifying matches, and people were like, wait, he said it was going to happen next week. Why are we having them now? And I'm like, why did a no DQ match end in a countout on Monday? Who gives a shit anymore?
It's still real to me, goddammit. I did see the list of Bound for Glory participants.
Now, you just groaned at that. Why?
Bound for Glory?
Or the Bound for Glory series when I said they were going to have qualifying matches.
Because it's just... They're trying so hard to make this really cool, like, series idea. But the only one I kept up with was just a clusterfuck.
Well, it still has to have some sort of wrestling logic in it, by which I mean none. So, there is that. But, I mean, I like the idea because it gives importance to literally every match that these guys are in.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, when we're in an age now where there's television matches that don't mean anything, like, do you really think that the Usos and the primetime players on Raw is going to amount to anything for either team? Probably not. It was a filler match.
Actually, they're talking push for the Usos now.
Yeah, they've been whatever.
They wanted a feud with the Shield over the titles.
Yeah, right. Okay, sure.
Because, it's going to be like, they've fucking jobbed for a year, but they got face paint, and now they can compete with the Shield.
Now they're tough because they got face paint.
Got fucking face paint. Real men wear face paint.
Just like the Samoans of old.
Look at our new manager, the Ultimate Warrior. That's what they need.
This was their ploy to get Sting in there. Come on, man, face paint. You like face paint. You got that thing going, right?
Sting just kind of wanders out and looks bored. Ta-ta for now. Waves a baseball bat and leaves. I did have this genius idea once. I said I would just fucking troll the fans if I ever got Sting and I was the WWE. I would do it at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I would make sure every camera was pointed at the ring. And I would wait for a spot where I knew nobody would cheer. I would have Sting walk out, stand at the top of the ramp, no cameras pointed at him, and just wave. And then turn around and leave.
Like, everyone's just losing their mind for, like, a John Cena, Randy Orton chin lock.
But the best part of that, not only do we have, like, footage where, like, the crowd goes apeshit for a fucking STF on Randy Orton. What's everybody who's there gonna... Dude, Sting was there at WrestleMania? Yeah, right. He just fucking showed up and they didn't... Yeah, okay.
He just showed up and they didn't make a big deal about it or show it on TV?
Yeah, okay.
On the biggest show of the year, really? Yeah, right.
Right, right.
Okay, yeah. Brother.
I think that would be the best thing. Just imagine being in that crowd, looking over, and Sting is just standing there, like, waving, watches the match for a minute, points at somebody in the crowd, just leaves. He's in, like, the full get-up and the face paint. He looks like he's ready to do the run-in and just, later. Leaves.
Well, I mean, if you have every camera pointed to the ring, you could have some fun with it. Like, have him, like, get ready to charge down to the ring and run, like, halfway down the ramp and then just kind of wave it off and walk back. Like, really get people pumped up thinking that he's going to jump the match, and then he stops and walks off.
Or, like, I'd do something really... I'd have, like, Sting out there, and he'd watch a match for a little bit, and then fucking Colt Cabana would walk out, and they'd fist bump and watch the match together for a minute. Just stand there, and The Undertaker would come out, and he'd stare at the ring, and he'd shake both their hands, then they'd, like, lock arms and skip to the back. And people would be like, oh, yeah, that happened, sure.
And, okay, nothing against Colt Cabana, but he's really not on the level of Undertaker or Sting.
Exactly, that's why it's so great. You know, I almost believed you until you said Colt Cabana was there. It's not fucking funny, dude. I swear to God it happened! Not a single camera picks up.
Yeah, there's like 10,000 people that everyone thinks is absolutely insane because... They all saw this thing happen, and it wasn't on TV. There was no documentation of it. And no, dude, I saw it.
The fans would be so pissed off because Vince McMahon would play that footage for 2 decades. Look at how excited that crowd is for John Cena. And they're all at home like, you fucking delusional son of a bitch.
But then, like, no matter what they said. It's like, yeah. The only reason anyone popped at that bit was because Sting and Colt Cabana and Undertaker came out and hugged, and it's, okay.
What?
Why would you even say that? That's stupid. Why? You're dumb. Yeah. Stupid.
I bet Sean Connery came out dressed like a fairy. He did! See, that's what they need to do. They need to be hiring the most off-the-wall random people to just stand on the ramp for 5 minutes and leave and never do any kind of photography or anything on it. Just imagine what the crowd would do if they went to, like, a real smart crowd and they had, like, just a fucking jobber match. Just fucking, like, Evan Bourne versus Sin Cara going on. And fucking Ultimate Warrior walks out. And just, like, stands at the ramp and screams and does the fucking arm pump. Just 5 minutes of that. Nobody ever videotapes it. They never announce it. He just stands, like, right by the entrance and does that. Do you know what that match would look like on this crowd's really fucking excited?
The one problem with that, though, is that you would be able to notice, like, the people in the front row looking up.
Yeah,
the
everybody,
fan.
Like, looking off to the side. They don't care.
That would be awesome.
I hate to say it, though, that makes me think of when Lawler had his heart attack.
Yeah, everyone popped for that. What?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, because I was like, nobody really knew anything was up, but you could tell, like, the crowd was all staring at something.
Yeah.
And then you could tell Kane was staring at something, and that was the moment I was like, oh, something fucked up just happened if he's staring. And I was like, what the hell's going on? And that was the moment you were like, wait, the announcers are being really quiet.
Like, they haven't said anything in a long time. What's going on?
You were like, well, I'm really enjoying this match. Wait, Michael Cole's not talking.
Hmm.
Did you ever go back and watch that match?
No.
After they found I had a heart attack?
Mm-mm.
It's, oh, God, dude.
I'm sure it's eerie.
Because it's like...
Especially knowing what we know now about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, because, you know, Lawler still had his headset on, and you just hear this kind of, like, snoring sound. And it's like, that's interesting. And that's about the time everything got real quiet. And then about that time, they started trying not to cut to where you could see the announce table.
Right. I do remember that.
At one point, that was another clue something was up. It was like, hey, they're only showing this from, like, two angles all of a sudden.
Well, I do remember there was one point when I think it was, like, because it was the primetime players, and I think Darren Young was going for the hot tag with against
Titus. Yeah, you can see it.
You see in the background, people are just running all over that table.
Well, there's one point you can see Cole on his knees bent over behind the desk, and Jerry's arm is, like, coming up from the floor around Cole's neck.
Mm. But yeah, I just remember seeing, like, a lot of people moving around back there, and that's also when it was quiet, and it's like, huh, something's going on over there. Not sure what, but something. And then, yeah, come back, and Jerry Lawler had a heart attack, so we're not going to talk at all through the rest of the show.
Yeah, we don't want to alarm anybody, so there's not going to be any more talking. What?
Which made the show even eerier.
Yeah.
Like, I really didn't like that they just did that. Like, they should have brought out Josh Matthews or somebody, whoever was the second guy at the time.
Yeah.
Just be like, something happened to Jerry Lawler. Show's going to go on. We're going to try to keep going. They went on. They continued the show when Owen Hart died, for God's sake. They can
yeah.
Jerry Lawler having a heart attack.
They fucking kept doing it around the dent in the ring where Owen Hart landed. Well, this was a cheery end to the podcast.
Right, not
so,
to laugh at that, but God damn it. Please cut that out.
Well, that was a horrible, depressing end to the podcast. So I'm going to find one more random question. Wanted to be a good one.
I end this on a happy note, not talking about heart attacks and guys falling to their deaths.
These questions, I ask all these, and it just gets more depressing. Hey, Mike, what would you like to become better at? Oh.
Life.
I mean, like, what's the longest you've gone without sleep? I don't need to know
oh,
that.
Christ. What day is it? Saturday? Shit.
I don't know if I can count that high. How many fingers do I have left that I haven't gnawed off in a mad rage? Would you want to know when you'll die? Oh my God, don't answer that.
What the fuck side are you on?
What's the first thing you do in the morning? Don't answer that either.
I usually wake up and curse God that he hasn't granted me the sweet release of death.
It's a weird tick. Mike wakes up every morning, looks at the ceiling and says, fuck, still?
Again?
I mean, like that question, is it harder to exercise more or eat healthier? They both suck.
I guess it's harder to exercise. If I had to give that one an honest answer, I'd say, yeah, it's harder to exercise, at least for me, because that means doing effort. It's like, I can eat vegetables. I got no problem with eating vegetables. I don't like moving, though.
Of course, that's where the plan falls through, because you're like, all right, the vegetables are in the kitchen. The potato chips are right here.
Exactly. Like, I got a candy bar in the drawer next to me, or I got some carrot sticks in the fridge in the kitchen. Candy bar it is.
I'll just eat half of it now and the other half immediately after that first half. There we go. Hey, Mike, if you could only eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Pussy.
Damn it, I knew you were going to fucking say that. Like, as soon as I finished the sentence, I was just like, pussy. God damn it, Mike.
You have no one to blame for that but yourself. You knew exactly where I was going to go with that.
Not until it started... until I finished it. Oh, and then I was just like, shit.
It's like just as the last words are coming out of your mouth, it's realizing what I'm going to say. If you had to eat one thing for the rest of your life, oh God, oh God, oh God.
The sad thing is the way my brain works, the second thing I thought after that was, you couldn't sustain yourself on a diet of that. You'd have to eat so many carrot sticks. But you'd be too tired to walk to the kitchen, so you just eat a lot of candy bars you keep in the bedroom.
You couldn't sustain yourself on a steady diet of pussy.
Oh.
Koreans do it!
Good night, everybody.